From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Federal investigators today revealed a sordid scandal involving employees at the Department of Interior. They've been accused by the department's inspector general of taking gifts, rigging contracts, and having sex with employees of the energy companies they were supposed to regulate. The allegations involve 13 staffers at the Interior Department, both in Washington and in Denver. NPR's Jeff Brady has been gathering the latest on all of this. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
And first, I'd like you to explain what the connection was between these Interior Department people and the energy company employees.
Well, the Interior Department agency that we're talking about here is the Minerals Management Service, or MMS, as people tend to call it. The employees there make sure that all the drilling for oil and gas on public and Indian land and off the country's coast is done safely and with some environmental considerations in mind. But more importantly for our purposes here, they also track the royalties generated from those oil and gas wells. So, in essence, they're supposed to be watchdogs on behalf of all Americans who own that oil and gas to make sure that the energy companies pay the royalties they owe.
And what more can you tell us about what these people at Interior are alleged to have done?
Well, the Interior's Office of Inspector General, Earl Devaney, in his report paints a party-like atmosphere at the MMS. And he says there was a culture of substance abuse and promiscuity. He talks about a supervisor who used illegal drugs and had sex with subordinates. And he also talks about trips paid for by energy companies where MMS employees got drunk, and when they couldn't drive home, they accepted hotel rooms from those same companies. Sometimes they had sexual relationships with industry employees. They even uncovered a scheme between three supervisors who were friends to rig contracts to benefit each other. And here's something that really surprised me. When they approached, the OIG approached these employees, they displayed no remorse. Now, that may have changed a little bit because one already has pleaded guilty to a criminal charge. The others could face administrative sanctions. But a few will face no penalty at all because they've left their jobs.
Jeff, how did these allegations come to light?
Well, it appears that the Office of Inspector General was tipped off by someone working at the Minerals Management Service, and that launched an investigation that took more than 2 years. It cost $5.3 million and involved hundreds of interviews. Inspector General Devaney said he was frustrated with how long the investigation lasted, and he blamed one oil company, Chevron, for, he said, refusing to cooperate with investigators. But a spokesman for Chevron disputes that and says the company did cooperate by providing documents that the government requested.
Could this scandal have any effect on, on all the calls for more drilling for oil and gas, for example?
Well, you can bet that the oil industry's many critics are going to latch onto this one. In fact, I've already received a press release from an environmental group. But I can't imagine that it will actually have much of an effect here in the Rocky Mountain West or off the coast. Inspector General Devaney said that it's pretty clear to him that this was a small group of people, about 13 in all. And he says that 99.9% of the agency's employees are ethical, hardworking, and well-intentioned people.
NPR's Jeff Brady speaking to us today from member station KUNC in Greeley, Colorado. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.